Well, I want to talk about the blessing of God, and I feel like this morning it's going to be more caught than lots of, you know, eyebrow moments. So I want you just to be ready to receive some of which some of you will have heard before, some of you probably haven't. But before I do that, as it was Valentine's Day this week, I hope you remember, guys. There was this Christian who'd hated aeroplanes, and he was walking down the beach, and typical English weather, it was pouring with rain, and he's like feeling like, why? I wish I could get on the plane and go somewhere hot and lie on the beach in the sun. And suddenly this angel appears before him, and he's like, wow. And the angel said, you can have whatever you want. So he's like, wow, really? He said, well, you know, I can't fly, so I would like a highway built from Land's End to America, and then from the west coast of America to Hawaii, and I want to go on holiday in Hawaii and drive there. And the angel looked at him and goes, oh, all that hard work, all those angels, all that labor. He said, listen, is there not like a better request you could give us? Because that's going to take up a lot of angels building that two bridges, and it's going to be a lot of hard work. I mean, we really, you know, we're very busy anyway. And then he goes, well, I've got another thing I really want to do. He said, I want to understand my wife. And the angel looked even more horrified. And he said, that bridge you want, do you want it two lanes or four? No nudging. Okay. Just say with me, I am blessed to be a blessing. Amen. I want to just take us right back to the very first chapter of the Bible. Do you know, blessing is right there in the very beginning. It's God, and there's obviously two parallel accounts to the coming of Adam and Eve. And it says, in the image of God, he created him male and female. He created them. First thing in Genesis 1 account, what's the first thing God did to Adam? And God blessed them. And God said to them, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, subdue it. And then it goes on about all of that. But can you imagine Adam, and he's just been made, and his eyes are closed, and then he opens his eyes, and there's God. Maybe it was Jesus, maybe it was the Father, maybe all three of them, whatever. And the very first interaction between God and mankind was God speaking. It had to be spoken. I bless you, Adam and Eve. I bless you that you may be fruitful, that you may cover this earth with the blessing of God, that you may multiply, that you may know the favor that I give you today. I don't know what it says. The Bible doesn't tell us exactly what he said. But you see, Adam and Eve didn't go out in the garden to go, well, if I work really hard today, I might get a bit of blessing from God at the end of the day. It doesn't say. They didn't work to get blessing. They started and they went out to work with God's blessing. Yum, yum. So as they went out and they tilled the ground, and remember, it wasn't by the sweat of your brow. I was did a bit of gardening this week, and I was reminded of the fall. Came in sweating away. Who needs a gym when you got a garden? My goodness. We had a little patioed yard back in London, and we were amazed we got that. Now you've got a garden, it's great. You look at it, but then there's so much to do. But they went out with that ringing in their ears, ringing in their heart. They didn't go to earn blessing. They carried that blessing from God with them. Amen. I think they had strength in knowing we have been blessed by the Creator of all things. We carry that blessing day by day in the garden. They would have woken up, I'm talking pre-fall now, they would have woken up and just reminded themselves, God has blessed me. And that's how God wanted them to live. Working in the overflow of a blessing that God had given them. But we know the story, the tragedy is that man fell and sin and death came into the world. And instead of working under the blessing of God, creation was cursed. People like Nigel get hurt, you know, taking dominion over the cattle. People have to buy the sweat of their brow. The blessing was turned into a curse. Instead of that beautiful sense of freedom and joy, judgment came. By the sweat of their brow, they worked. Death came into the world. The ground, creation fell as well. You know, it's still a beautiful creation. I thank God for living around Newbury and walking in the beautiful countryside, but it's still fallen. And then God, you know, there was that tragic moment when he saw that he was sorry at that moment he'd made man. Noah, thank God, was the one he could use to preserve mankind. But Genesis 12, God then reintroduces the blessing of God into our world. Thank God for that, eh? And he chooses Abram, as he was then, he became Abraham. And God speaks, as this man has to leave his family, that is not, he takes his wife and so on with him, but his relatives. And God says, I will make you a great nation. I will what? Bless you. And you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you. I'll curse him who curses you. And in you, what does it say? All families. That literally is every household on earth is going to be blessed. Hallelujah. Men and women from every tribe and tongue and nation are going to come under God's blessing. Isn't that wonderful? Not everyone's going to be saved. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is this gospel will go into all the world. Amen? That's why I love going to the Middle East, because you go to people that don't know it, many of them. And so God is, I would just say this. Some people say, well, why did God choose Abraham and not everyone? God's choice of Abraham was to bless him so that he could bless all households. Amen? So in God's choice, and I believe in a sense, God chose you and you received his choice. Amen? But he did it so you can be a blessing. Amen? Someone says, I don't want to be in a bless me club. Well, get blessed, but make sure you bless others. Amen? Let the blessing flow into you so that it can flow through you. Hallelujah. And so God's choice of Abraham was so that all nations can be blessed. And you know, sociologists tell us about the redemption lift. When people received Jesus, though in the Methodist revival to broke out, the coal miners who would get drunk in the pubs became the little shop owners. And they were blessed. And instead of wasting money getting drunk, they blessed and they served God and they gave and they God blessed them and they came under God's blessing. And so some people say, oh, are you replacement? No, I'm not replacement. It's not like God has replaced his blessing on Israel. God has grafted us in to that blessing. Amen? Into that covenant in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And that's why we used to sing in the Sunday school, Abraham's blessings are mine. Amen? Because through the blessing that God released on Abraham, that blessing has come upon us. Amen? And so then the last thing Jesus did, and I can say this with confidence, because as he was doing it, he was taken up. Isn't that amazing? You don't hear that talk much. He lifted up his hands with the disciples, and what did he do? Verse 50, he blessed them. And now it came to pass while he blessed them, so he was still blessing them, he was parted from them and carried into heaven, the ascension. And what was the impact on the disciples? It says they worshipped him and they returned to Jerusalem with sorrow that Jesus had been taken from them, with great joy. Those disciples, apart from John, all of them one day would give their life, literally, to preach the gospel, to spread this blessing to the Gentile nations. But they each one started their ministry with the blessing of Jesus on them. See, when I first got saved, I knew I was forgiven. I knew I was a child of God. I knew I was born again. But I didn't believe that God, in all his glory, could really bless me. Because I didn't go to all the nations that my friends went to. And then I got among a few intercessors. And I love intercessors. But they go, yes, we're just doing a 10-day fast. And then I'm like, oh, Lord. And then I managed to do a few days fasting. And I'm like, oh, I think I deserve the blessing. And then they go and call, we're having a 21-day fast. And no, I'm going to have to join a different group. This is just literally. But my mindset was, if I try harder, if I do this and do that and do all the things, then I'm going to be blessed. But these disciples, they didn't work to get blessed. They were blessed. And they went out and served the Lord because Jesus had stood over them and said, Veronica, I bless you that you may have the hand of God on your life, that you may know his presence in a deep way. I bless you that you may have joy in your life, that you may flourish in everything you set your hands to. Amen. They went out to spread the good news with his blessing. And God wants to say to some here, stop trying to earn it, receive it, live in it, get up on Monday morning, I am blessed. I have been blessed, I am blessed, and I'm going to be more blessed. And I'm going to carry that blessing that everyone I meet, I am going to be someone that God can use to bless others through. Oh, but I do. Oh, I think I'm meant to have had a 3-hour quiet time and I've only had half an hour. Well, God is gracious. Amen. It's not about time spans. It's not about that. It's about loving him, receiving from him, knowing his grace is upon you. That's why those disciples didn't go back sorrowfully to Jerusalem. They went back with great joy because they carried the blessing. They didn't earn the blessing. They had the blessing. And they carried the covenant blessing of God. They went back with great joy. You see, many Christians live in two covenants. They believe they're forgiven, like I did for many years, but they're still trying to earn that blessing. And yes, as you sow, you shall reap. As you sow, God, things come into your life, but you have that blessing, not by works, but by faith in Jesus Christ. And that's why we should be lifting up our heads, like it says in Isaiah 60, arise and shine, because you have been blessed. And the more the enemy tells you, oh, you're not blessed, you're not this, you're not that, get back to what the Word of God says about you. Amen. Get into his good covenant. As someone prayed this morning, goodness and mercy are following me every day of my life. His goodness will go with me. Amen. Receive the message of the cross. You know, one of the problems with much teaching today is that we've moved away from the cross. The cross, it says this, it is, for the message of the cross is what? It's foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who believe it is what? The power of God. It means I have come from out of that place where I was cursed, and I am now in that place in Christ where I am blessed. Amen. And I open my heart regularly. If God convicts me of something, you know, there were a lot of chocolates lying around our house after Christmas. And I did come under a bit of conviction that I needed to take them to the warm space or something. I don't know. I needed to just deal with that. And I'm, anyway, whatever it is God shows you, deal with it. Walk with a short account. But we need to understand we overcome by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testimony, loving not our lives unto death. That blood. That's why when churches just preach sort of do-goodiness, it has no power. It has no power to change lives. That blood has never lost its power. It forever speaks to the Father. Jesus placed it on a heavenly altar. once and for all. That's why we don't bring sheep in here and cut their... Thank God we're in the new covenant. Amen. Although someone could make a lot of money if we were still in the old covenant. You know, the Salvation Army, they would go and hordes of prostitutes would get saved. And they would give their testimony. And they would get things thrown at them. But they had what they call the blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. They knew that all of that mess in their life was gone. The sin was not just covered, it was removed. Hallelujah. And if the enemy reminds you of your past, you can remind him of his future. Amen. He'll leave you alone anyway. But that precious blood, that's where the power is. The cross is the power of God. So that's why we take bread every week, more or less. That's why it's so important you remember that Jesus, God sees you through that precious blood. Amen. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. Now I'm going to pick on you, Darren. You look like a good victim. Come up here. And Ash. And who wants to? Sue, you can come up. Okay. I'm going to be naughty to Darren. We just don't accept these words. But let's say Ash is this human being. And you go over here, Sue. And you are oppressing Ash. You have got her in your domain of darkness. You are controlling her. And Ash is under the curse because of the things that she's done wrong. And she is controlled by, I won't even mention his name. And there's no way she can get out. But the Bible says we are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. It is full payment, 100%, 100% spirit, soul, and body for you. Jesus shed his blood, and he takes his blood to Ash, pours it on over her, washes her with the blood, and then takes Ash over to a new kingdom, a kingdom of his Son. And now Ash has come under not the curse, she has been transformed and redeemed, paid for, spirit, soul, and body. You're now under the blessing of Jesus. And so you've got to bless Ash, Lord. And she is now justified just as if she had never sinned. Amen? She is now a child of God. She is now walking with the favor of God, not because of her works, but because of the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen? And now the enemy, the blood... We love you. We don't love Satan, but we love Darren. The enemy is defeated. The Bible says that the powers of the enemy have been disarmed. Amen? Because the cross is the full payment for you to come under the blessing of God. And what I would say is this, which is more powerful, Adam's sin or Christ's redemption? It's his redemption. And you need to get that, Darren, not the enemy, but Darren shared, it will be like fog lifting this morning. You stand there, not in your righteousness. You stand in the gift of righteousness that is yours through Christ Jesus. Amen. And it's for freedom that Christ sets you free. Amen. And the more you appropriate of God's kingdom, the more you will shine for him. You were cursed, but you are now blessed. Say that to someone. I was cursed, but now I'm blessed. You can go now. I release you. Amen. Sorry, I just have to do it. A good African-style sermon. Amen. The Amplified Bible translates blessed as happy, to be envied, spiritually prosperous, with life, joy, and satisfaction in God's favor and salvation, regardless of outward conditions. I've been to some of the poorest places, and I've met believers, and they are blessed. They are happy, and God provides for them. Amen? Happy, joyous, spiritually prosperous, enjoying enviable happiness. It's time to receive what God has given you through the cross of Jesus Christ. And sometimes we go, oh, we got to go back and be a bit miserable. No, you're in a new land. You're under a new king. Amen. Well, the other one wasn't a king anyway. He's a tyrant. You're under a new domain. Oh, saints, may we in these troubled times know God's blessing every day of our lives. Amen. The blessing, this is where I'm talking about, that Abraham had. And you know, the natural descendants of Abraham, they're pretty blessed. Have you noticed? There's a lot of inventors, a lot of really good businessmen. There's still a blessing on the natural descendants. But there's a spiritual blessing. And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel to Abraham beforehand, saying, in you all nations shall be blessed. Amen. So those who are of faith are blessed with believing Abraham. He foresaw it all. Isn't that amazing? That every nation, that's every ethnic group, is going to be blessed. And Galatians 3:41, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles. You see, let's just pretend this is the blessing of Abraham. And you're just, you know, you're just a normal Joe Bloggs or whatever. And then you give your life to Jesus. Just stand up. And then suddenly, all the blessings of Abraham come upon you. They're yours just as much. Isn't that amazing? So don't go around going, oh, I'm just a worm. Oh, I'm just a filthy. No, you are blessed with the blessings of Abraham. Amen. Amen. Wear the coat. And that coat includes the gift of righteousness. And when condemnation comes your way, you wave your coat of righteousness. I'm washed in the blood. Amen. Bless you, Naomi. Thank you. It's a very dangerous place to be on the front row. I know you'll be on the back next week. What about how we go on? We've quoted this verse regularly. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will bless us. Come on. A lot of people go, yes, in the sweet by and by. Yeah, that's great. I know we're going to get blessed in the sweet by and by. But what does it say? Who has blessed us with a few bits and pieces on here on the earth, and then later on he'll give us a bit more. Now, what does it say? Every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. It doesn't say he will, it says he has. I remember one time I just had an inner vision and I just saw myself seated, because that's what he's done. He's raised us up and he has seated you in heavenly places. And then blessing after blessing came upon me. I want to illustrate that. It's Nigel. It's listening to Nigel last week. Aided. It's all these blessings. And so, righteousness you are blessed with. Amen. You are now a child of God. Amen. You have life everlasting. Hallelujah. Someone want to name one? This is the Spiritful Bible. No, Ministry of George Jeffries. You are now justified as if you had never, ever done anything wrong. This is the life of Smith Wigglesworth. What should we bless Ola with? Come on. Someone tell me. Sorry, I am blessing you with a full and open heaven in your life. Amen. That you will encounter Jesus every day of your life. And I'm blessing you that your life will be fruitful, that you will know his favor on everything you do. This is the Spirit-filled Bible. I don't know how it's filled with the Spirit. My other one's not, but it's the Spirit-filled Bible. I'm blessing you that you will know the joy of God, that every promise in Christ is yes and amen to you. Amen. You can put those down now. Thank you. I could have brought like 20 bags because it says every spiritual blessing. Amen. You see, some people, you're looking at all the bad stuff. It's time, saints, with all the shaking, with all the chaos of the nations, declare what God says about you. I am blessed. Every day of my life, I am blessed. When I wake up in the morning or I lay my head to rest, I am blessed. I am blessed. Hallelujah. It's time to get your eyes off yourself. We're all aware of our frailty. We're all aware of our mistakes. But when I look to him, from whence cometh my help? When I look to him, I receive what he died on that cross to give me. When I look to him, I see the author and the finisher of my faith. He who began that good work in Yvette is not just going to stop where she is now. He's going to carry it right through into completion. Lord, saints, we need to get our eyes off the things that are going wrong and get our eyes on the one who knows all things, the Alpha and Omega. He sees already the beginning and he sees already the end. Amen. You can't earn it. You don't deserve it. But you have to receive it. Amen? You have to receive it. It's there for every one of us. But I haven't worked hard enough. It's not about that. You'll be working when you're going to get so full of the goodness of God that you will just go for it. Because when you know God's grace, you want to give that away to everyone. So you just have to receive it. Just right now, I receive your blessing. I don't deserve it. I cannot earn it. But I receive that blessing on my life, for my family's life, for where I live and the people. For where I go on the street, pastors into the streets of Newbury, lifting drunks out of the curbsides, I carry your blessing. Here's a verse you don't hear preached very often. Paul is talking to Timothy, and he says, therefore, my son, be strong. Does it say in the word? No, the word does strengthen us, of course. In faith. Be strong in what, Darren? Grace. What does it mean to be strong in grace? It means I am assured, yum yum, that his favor is upon me, upon you, not because of 101. His favor is upon me because his grace is upon me. Unmerited favor is yours. Hallelujah. Unmerited new favor for your family. Favor is mine. And we need to get our eyes, we go back to the old man, stay in the new man. Stay where God is. Oh, saints, stop looking at yourself. You'll fail. Look to him. He is the one that sustains you. He is the one that strengthens you. Maybe you're going through a hard time. Take your eyes off those things and worship him and thank him for his blessing on you. How can you lose blessing? The Israelites were really stupid. Do you know Balaam was paid to curse them by Balak? And Balaam was a kind of very, not completely on the rails character, but he said this. Balak said, I have paid you to curse my enemies, and look, you blessed them bountifully. And Balak said, God is not man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. As he has said, so will he not do. Behold, I have received a command to bless, that's the children of Israel, and he is blessed, and I cannot reverse it. I remember when I was sent to Republic of Benin, and they called it the cradle of voodoo. And people, literally voodoo people, would come and stand in front of a platform and throw curses at us. And we just laughed. We were prayed. We weren't stupid. But the blood of Jesus is greater than all the curses. And no undeserved curse can come to rest. Amen? And it's like it just bounced off. It just bounced off. And then we gave the altar call. Loads of people became Christians. Because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. And that precious, I remember one, this guy was showing us around this palace. And he said, oh, this king, he was a Christian, but he also did voodoo because that's where the power was. And I said, nothing is more powerful than the blood of Jesus. And he went, ha! And he walked off. Nothing is more powerful. That blood will never lose its power over you. But I want to just remind everyone, Balaam couldn't curse God's people. The only person that can stop the blessing of God on your life is you. The devil's not big enough. Amen? In Revelation, it tells us what Balaam did. He taught Balak to put a stumbling block before the sons of Israel, that they might eat food sacrificed to idols and practice sexual immorality. And the tragedy is, instead of those Israelites who were called into a beautiful land of promise, judgment came because they brought themselves back into sinful behavior. Now, I just want to be clear about this. You know, someone said, well, I kicked my bunny rabbit. Does that mean I'm under judgment? No, just sort it out with the Lord, okay? But what I'm just saying is, I've seen ministries that have had so much blessing, so used by God. And I look at them and think, wow. And then they, without repenting, go off and live a life that they shouldn't be living. And I see all the blessing just evaporate. And some of the most miserable people I know are not out and out sinners because they haven't tasted the blessing of God, but backslidden Christians who grow hard towards God. And I just say this. I'm going to end with this. Titus was told this. The grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all people, training us to what? Renounce ungodliness and worldly passions, and live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives. Can I just say this? If I didn't believe God was really good and that his blessing is beyond compare, I would find it harder to say no to ungodliness. Amen? I mean, some of my friends said, oh, you want to be happy? Do this drug. You know, it's really, and now I look at them and I meet them occasionally. I just feel sorrow because sin, there's a heavy price, a very heavy price. But the grace of God has appeared that trains us to say no. No to that stuff because God has something so much better for your life. And when you get hold of him and you live in his goodness, all of that stuff is rubbish to you. Amen? Amen. Just say amen a bit louder. Amen. Amen. He is so good, you don't want to mess with anything. You want to have that full flow of God's blessing on your life. If you've got besetting sin in your life, come, we can pray. We can stand together. We can deal with these things. Talk to your life group leader. Talk to a Christian you can trust. Get support. Because God's blessing is too good to miss. Amen? He has done everything he can do. You just have to stay in him. Blessing will fall upon you. I'll end with this. Romans talks, for by one man's offense, who was that man? That's Adam. Adam. Oh. I'm going to speak to that guy. Do you know what you did to generations? Thousands of years of death. Death reigned through the one, through Adam. Much more, just say with me, much more. Those who receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness will what? Reign in life. Through who? One, Jesus Christ. Adam's sin had a terrible power upon humanity, upon creation. But what does it say? Much more those who receive his unmerited favor on their life and his gift of righteousness can reign in this life. Wow. Think about that. I'll say it once, I'll say it again. Adam's sin had power. But Christ's redemption is much more powerful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Would you stand with me? Thank you, Emma and the team. Just begin to thank him. Just declare his blessing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we just thank you for your redemption. Thank you, the blood has never lost its power. Thank you, I can say that I have been blessed by a mighty God. Thank you, the first thing you did when you spoke to the very first man, you spoke blessing over him. Thank you, the last thing you did, Jesus, as you were taken up, is you blessed the disciples of Jesus Christ. And I thank you, Lord, over everyone who believes, Lord, they are blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. Father, if there's ways we're going off tangent, if there was ways we're going back to the old man, Lord, we appropriate, we repent. Lord, the goodness of God leads us to repentance. We say, sorry, Lord, but Lord, we want to walk with you In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I'd like us to declare that song. I know it's an old-timer song, and you might not even know it, but you'll get it. And I want you to speak it over your life and speak it over one another. I am blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, we got the words this week. Thank you, Jesus.